You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Those of you who are big fans of Canadian singer The Weeknd, guess what? He's coming to town. Now, apparently, he had scheduled all these different concert dates for Ball Arena, but all of them ended up being scrapped. First, there was COVID, and then I think there was COVID again, and then something else. Anyway, now he is definitely coming to the Mile High City, but instead of playing indoors, he's going to be playing outside at Mile High Stadium, a gigantic outdoor show in August, mid-August. The problem, Jeremy, is it's a weeknight. Lame. Sorry, you're not going to be able to go.
Nope, not going.
Special guest Doja Cat, and they have a record together that we play here at Mix 100. Ticket pre-sales begin on Wednesday. Tickets to the general public starting Thursday. You know, he's huge ever since he played the Super Bowl halftime show. Speaking of singers, Madonna apparently is in charge of her new biopic/biopic. I'm going to get to the bottom of how that's pronounced.
It's probably biopic. Right?
I don't... Biopic. Look, it's... We're used to it now with
word,
various... There was the Elton John one. There was the Freddie Mercury and Queen one. Well, now apparently they're making one about Madonna, but Madonna is in charge. And because of that, she is putting all of the actresses through hell who are trying to audition for the role to play Madonna. Mm-hmm.
Essentially boot camp, right? It's like a Madonna boot camp that they've got to go through.
They say there are dance training sessions that sometimes last up to 11 hours.
Well, I mean, I've been there.
Whoa.
When I was in my dance squad, we did 10, 11-hour days all the time, so...
Madonna said she wants to have a hands-on approach with all of this, and here's her quote. A bunch of people have tried to write movies about me, but they're always men.
I like this, actually, that she's so involved. It's probably going to be a really good movie, actually.
Well, I've always thought that she was super cool with the way she handled her career from the beginning.
So
I know not everybody's a Madonna fan. That's fine, but what you can't deny is that she has been strongly in control of her image and her work.
We're still talking about her years and years later, you know?
Yeah. So I think it's
super
cool.
Some of her stuff's now, it's a little weird if you follow her on Instagram, but...
Well, that's okay.
It's just kind of true Madonna fashion, though.
The opening ceremonies for the Paralympics took place. They started just, what, about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago? The game will feature more than 700 athletes through the 13th. The Paralympics made news this week when they banned participants from Russia and Belarus, which is one of the countries supporting the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Speaking of which, did you see in trending news how Russian forces were attacking a nuclear power plant in Ukraine?
I was reading the tweets and pings all last night, man, nonstop. But it sounds like it's under control. The facility is safe. Radiation
for
levels
now
are normal. And it was like a maintenance facility or maintenance house or something that was on fire. Not the actual power plant.
This is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe.
Could
and you
bad.
Would think the ding-dang Russians, after everything that went on with Chernobyl,
it could
would
be bad.
Be careful around nuclear power plants.
It could be really bad for that whole area. So,
my God. News for nerdsy stuff. I've got your science news for you. You might have heard about this big rocket fragment that was going to slam into the moon. Well, it did just a little over an hour ago. The bad news is it was on the far side of the moon, so we weren't going to be able to watch it with any big telescopes or anything. But there's an argument over where this rocket fragment came from. At first, they were thinking it was a SpaceX rocket, and now they've said, no, it's probably remnants of a Chinese lunar rocket.
Oh, man.
And the Chinese are saying, we didn't do it. We didn't do it.
Oh, of course. Wasn't us.
Funny to me. Anyway, so that did happen about
a lot of space dust. They said there's a lot of space moon dust floating around now.
Dude, and there is so much space junk just in orbit around our planet that it's insane.
Now we got moon dust floating around.
What else? Oh, the mummified body of a mermaid that was supposedly caught off the coast of Japan a few centuries ago is being studied again. They've been keeping it in a box at a temple. And when I first read the story, they said, they're going to be using MRI machines and they're going to figure out, you know, what really happened. And I thought, well, how are they describing it as a mermaid? And then I looked at the picture and all I had to do was look at one picture and go,
mermaid.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a mermaid. I posted the picture on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy, if you want to see it. And I think it's absolutely adorable.
So what
I think
they
it's the
did,
cutest thing.
What somebody did a few centuries ago is they took the upper half of a small monkey and they sewed it onto the bottom half of a fish. And so you got the top half of a screaming monkey and the bottom half, the tail of a fish.
It's cute.
It's adorable.
It's super cute.
But I got sucked in, man. Talk about clickbait. I got sucked in. So anyway, they'll let you know about the mermaid here pretty soon. And then lastly, people who are either boomers or Gen Xers like Jeremy have got to remember all the commercials on TV with Suzanne Summers from Three's Company selling her Thighmaster.
Good thighs.
And it kind of became a running gag for years and years and years about the Thighmaster. Guess who gets the last laugh, though? Suzanne Summers. She was giving an interview and said the Thighmaster basically made her $300 million.
Mm-hmm. It was very popular back in the day.
Oh my! Did your mom have one?
Uh-uh. No. I'd actually like to just buy one just to have it and try it out, I guess.
$300 million for the Thighmaster.
Dang.
That's crazy. What else is trending?
The latest celebrity to go up in Jeff Bezos's pee-pee ding-ding rocket, allegedly, is going to be Pete Davidson. They said he's going to expect it to join Jeff in space. Is that right? Is Jeff going up? Has he been
up? Well, Jeff's already been up.
I guess they're just saying in the...
He's joining the group of people who can say they made it. Yeah.
I love this. It says, a source says, quote, Pete is excited.
Thank you, source.
Thank you, source. They said back in January, Pete and Kimmy Kim were having dinner with Bezos at his house, so maybe a little space talk went down then, and Pete's
like, I want to be invited to dinner at Bezos'
house. Get me out of here.
Get
me away from Kanye West. Shoot me up into space. Yeah, I would love that. Can you imagine the meal, the spread that you'd have at Bezos' house?
Good and I want to see what kind of funky 22nd century house he might have, too.
Yeah. Netflix is launching a daily trivia game. I guess if Wordle is getting old for you. It's coming out on April 1st. It's called Trivia Quest. And I guess it features different episodes. Each episode features 24 questions, 12 standard and 12 hard. Bunch of different categories. Science, history, entertainment, blah, 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 blah. They say, though, that you can keep replaying the game, essentially, to get the right answer and accumulate points. And then once you have those points... Who the hell knows what goes on then? I don't know. You give yourself a little pat on the back, I guess.
No, you know what you do, Jeremy, is you share it to social media like Wordle. Social. So after all the Wordle posts that people have done, now we're going to get all the trivia posts.
Quest
from people.
Posts. I would like to trade my points in for deductions on my Netflix bill. Can we do that, maybe?
That's a great idea.
Big day for movies. The Batman comes out today. They say it's more of a murder mystery than a superhero flick. The Riddler is the main villain. They say Batman is really jacked up in this movie. A lot of emotional trauma, but it looks dark, really deep.
I heard it's even darker than The Dark Knight.
It's supposed to be super dark. Catwoman is in it, I guess, and it clocks in just under 3 hours. So
crazy.
Go to the bathroom before you go in.
We've been doing a lot of Batman movies over the years that have been dark and sinister and grim. That seems like to be the trend. Why don't they reverse course and go back to doing a funny Batman movie?
I would like a Batman musical, I think.
Why not?
Ta-da. This is kind of funny. This story is saying the pandemic must really be winding down because the World Health Organization has turned its attention to the sound levels at concerts. They say the guidelines for concert venues suggest that they should keep the average sound level below 100 decibels. To protect everyone's hearing, and they went to concerts, I guess, and tested the levels, and it's more like 120 to 130 decibels. So they're saying, one, turn it down, it's too loud, and then second, they think that venues should be adding quiet zones where people can go just to get away from the noise. And 100% I can see Dom sitting in the quiet zone in his little folding chair listening to the concert. That's you, man.
Two loudest concerts. I've been to hundreds of concerts over my career. The two loudest ones in my life was Extreme. Do you remember the Wholehearted and More Than Words band from the 90s?
Yeah.
Extreme at the Paramount Theater, where there were not just me, a ton of people coming out to the lobby of the Paramount.
Yeah.
Because our ears were bleeding.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Dandy Warhol's at the Gothic over on Broadway.
That's
two
a smaller
loudest
venue,
concerts
yeah.
of my life.
Mine was Pearl Jam and Green Day. I left that concert and they were ringing for a week, especially after Pearl Jam. My God. But it is kind of funny seeing all you old guys parked in the quiet zone.
You know, at the Gothic, they have one of those vending machines where you put a quarter in and a little kid's toy comes out.
Yeah.
But the vending machine is filled with earplugs.
It's so good. So funny. Real quick, here's your Fat America. New Mountain Dew coming out. They just unveiled a new drink called Legend, and it's going to be available at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's got a blackberry flavor, I guess. The story says it's inspired by the blackberry flavor craze. Are we in the middle of a blackberry flavor craze right now?
Hadn't heard about it.
Hadn't heard about it. But anyway, that's a new Mountain Dew coming out, so get your sugar on. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You need to stop what you're doing and immediately go to our Facebook page to hear the new song from New Kids on the Block. They have teamed up with Rick Astley, En Vogue, and Salt-N-Pepa, Dom. They're all going on tour, and they just released a new track called Bring Back the Time, and I had it cranked to 11 in here this morning.
Did
it's you? Fantastic. It's so good for you 80s and 90s kids. So go check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.